Welcome to I Go to College,
a podcast where real college students talk about their college experience.
From textbooks to tailgates,
and friends to finals,
we talk about it all.
Hi, my name's Costa Cosmas, and I go to college. And the theme of this episode is on campus versus off campus. So a couple of the main topics we're probably going to touch on for most of the time is dorms versus apartments versus houses, and dining halls versus buying your own food. And these topics are probably some of the most important topics because every college student has to deal with it at one point or another. So in addition to that, two of my friends who come from very different walks of life in undergrad so far and even grad school are here with me in the studio today, Jordan George and Vasily Dionysopoulos. And we're all going to have a conversation, break down these topics, and help you guys get an understanding of what college life is about. All right, let's go. All right, now we're going to dive into the first topic on our list, which is dorms versus apartments. How did that unfold for you guys?
Well, I mean, for me, I've never been in an apartment. I went from the dorms to a house of six guys. So it was a little bit of a transition from having one roommate to having an additional five, but it's got its pros too. I now have my own room, which I think is a great addition to it. And as well as that, you have like your own mini community. You have a place where you can host now, which I think is very important for me. Having a big family and stuff, being able to have them over actually and show them more than just like one room that I share, you know, 50% with another person is a huge thing. But with that, it comes, you know, you have to do your own dishes, clean the house yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's just like less of a convenience sometimes, but I think for me, like, it balances out. I need chaos. I need something always going on. And in the dorms, oddly enough, I didn't talk to a lot of people, even like the suite mates that we shared a bathroom with. I met them twice, if that. So just having constantly people like in and out of the house and having those people to talk with, that's a huge part about having the house. That's really great.
Yeah, I will say for the dorms, when I was in Case, probably because we had a lot of same classes, I did talk to the suite mates or people a little bit more down the hall. Everyone knew each other. Moving to Shaw was a little bit different, a little bit less community, but we all, the entire time, you know, I had a roommate. Recently now I kind of have a studio apartment, and it's a little bit nicer, just kind of have my own space, you know, when I go back for the day. Like Vasily was saying, also place to kind of host. You can't really have too many people in a dorm or hang out, right? It gets not enough seating or it gets cramped, and just kind of having that space to actually do things, you know, have people over to watch a football game or things like that. Really nice from that aspect.
There was also, like, I met my current apartment roommates because one of them was my roommate last year in the dorms, and the other one was my old RA. So that was really hilarious, and another one was from high school. So I have an apartment with me and three guys.
I think that's the thing, though, right? Like, it's important to be in the dorms at some point.
That's where you meet everyone.
Well, that's your transition, right?
Yeah.
You're going from, all right, you know everyone in your high school, you lived at home, to now you're in a new place, but everyone's like that. So everyone wants to meet people, do things, and that's kind of where you find some initial friends, I think, at college, whether you knew your roommate going in or not. You know, whether you knew him, you have someone to kind of meet new people with that, you know, you already are familiar with. If not, then you kind of have someone that you went in blind with as a roommate that, all right, that's your first entry into meeting new people here on campus and building that community in a new place away from where you've been your whole life.
Yeah. Even like with RAs and stuff, like I still talk to my RA from freshman year. I see him at basketball games all the time, and just being able to know him and like see him at the games and stuff, it's like cool to still have that connection with him and, you know, around. And especially with roommates, like I've known my roommate pretty much my whole life that I had. Mm-hmm. So that was great to be able to have that stability to be like, okay, at least I know that my roommate's going to be fine when I come back, and it'll be the, you know, dorm will be clean, whatever. but some people don't have that. You know, a certain friend of ours had a pretty difficult roommate, and now he doesn't have that roommate anymore. So it's all the luck of the draw. But regardless of if you've known the roommate, if you haven't known the roommate, like being in the dorms, like you were saying, Jordan, I think is a very important experience of just having like that like slight difficulty of, okay, I have to live with other people.
Oh yeah.
But I also have to now live with myself. Yeah. You know, I don't have like mom, dad picking up after me. I don't have like somebody else's alarm clock to wake me up. Like I need to do this myself. Mm-hmm. And then once you go off campus, that even like exponentially increases even more.
But I think too, for the dorms, I don't know, there are probably people that like shared rooms with siblings or whatever. You know, you have those short stints at maybe like a camp, but you know, for me, that's the first time really for an extended period of time, you know, being just in the same room as someone, right?
Yeah.
And if you have different schedules or, you know, you kind of have to work around that. You got to learn to live with it, which is probably a good experience, right? You know, mm-hmm. to kind of take yourself from maybe that self-centered, this is kind of what I do, to kind of, all right, maybe this is how someone else does it. Oh, you know, they're sleeping in, got to be quiet, right? Or, you know, they're going to go to bed, they got an exam tomorrow, I can't be too loud, you're staying up watching TV, right? Like that's something you got to learn to do. And, you know, so. Yeah.
I grew up as an only child, so it was a huge adjustment. Now, like living with another person my age in general, because me and my boomers, it just was a completely different experience. And I'm not like, dorms are a very like important thing,
yeah.
because not only do you like meet new people, and because chances are you're not going to like talk to 95% of the people you went to high school with, but these are people who not only will be your friends throughout undergrad or maybe even grad school, but they could be your connections in your future as well. So,
and you're not even just meeting people in the hallways of the dorms. It's like the dining halls too. I would see a lot of people that would just come to the dining halls to eat, or, you know, and you run into people that maybe you hadn't seen in a while, or, you know, new people to talk to there too.
It forces you to have interaction, especially in popular dining halls. There's been like multiple times where I've just been sitting and then some random person's like, yo, can I like join you? There's nowhere else to sit. I'm like, yeah, of course. And then like you have that connection with that person now, or you meet someone in your class. Oh, you're on the same floor as me now. And, you know, you build that connection too. But also like going back to like living with another person and dealing with them, that all comes full circle in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Dorm bathrooms can either be like a hellscape or be like just decent.
Okay, you were sweet, you were community, I had both. What are your thoughts? Because I have some.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I had the sweet bathrooms, meaning that me and my roommate shared a bathroom with two other guys. Somehow we got lucky enough where there was barely any conflict of who would be in the bathroom, because the bathrooms did not lock from the inside.
Yeah.
That was the fun part. It was like roulette when you went in. You didn't know. So there's a great knocking system. And then we were lucky where they didn't walk in when we were in there. They didn't leave the place a mess. They would actually clean the place. And then they weren't like super loud neighbors either. So we kind of got the golden like trifecta. That being said, our bathroom still looked like a prison bathroom. And it was still like concerning when you would turn on the faucet and then red would just come out instead of clear water. So that was always fun. But I don't know how the
measles are. That was a different problem, the red water. But
red water alert emails.
It's totally safe.
Yeah. But for me, the community bathrooms, I actually did not mind, because at the end of the day, like, everyone just has, there's an underlying assumption, other people are using the bathroom, you'll do fine. Whoever's at the sink, there's enough to accommodate any one person who wants to go to the bathroom. And the showers, a lot of people bring Bluetooth speakers in there to like play music or whatever. And a lot of the time for me, if you were the first one in the bathroom, you're like, yes, I get the aux. And that was pretty fun. But no one really, if you were the first person in the bathroom and you were playing music, everyone else who comes in after you is listening to your music. So there was sort of like a, for lack of a better word, community, like in the bathrooms, and like common understandings. So I don't really think I would change that. And on top of it, I didn't have to clean it. So mine didn't look like a prison bathroom.
I will say, I kind of had experiences with both.
Yeah.
I think I almost preferred the suite style, just because there was a little bit more control. Like, yeah, you know, someone might be in the bathroom, but it's not going to be that long. When I was in Shaw with the community bathrooms, they would clean them whenever they felt like. Like, it's not like, okay, we're going to clean them at 8 a.m. every morning. you know, if I have like an 8:30 class or 9 or whatever, you know, get up a little bit earlier before they clean. They would just put the sign up, closed for cleaning. And well, guess what? My stuff was in the locker. My toothbrush is in the locker. You know, how am I supposed to go do what I need to do when you're cleaning at a random time? That was the only thing that bothered me. And then, like, you kind of, I don't know, you got to, like, walk a little bit and, like, take all your stuff. And I don't know. Like, for me, the suite was, like, you're just a little bit closer to, obviously, your room. Like, you can just kind of pop in and out. And, you know, even though you might have to clean a little bit more, it's like, is it that really that big of a deal? Like, so.
Yeah.
But I will say the one thing, too, that I don't miss about the dorms is the no AC. That's the only rough
part. No AC is a problem. And I went from having no AC to still having no AC in the house.
All right. Well, I don't have that problem, but that's just the thing. On those like early fall days of the fall semester and the late spring semester days where you're just in the dorms and my alarm clock had a thermometer on it and it was like 85 in my dorm. And the worst thing is the winter, because I had a lofted bed, it would still be like 80 at the top of the window would be open.
Because when the heat's on, it's on.
10 degrees out. I'm still 80. I'm like, I can't fall asleep right now, but
I didn't think that was a huge problem for me because the way I adjusted the thermostat was closing the window, like, or opening the window.
Yeah, but I'm saying I would do that sometimes and just right by, like, the 1 foot in front of the window would be cold, and then the rest of the room was just like, yeah.
Well, see, I would do that too. Like, I had the lofted bed too, mm-hmm. and we had a fan too, so I would open the window and then have the fan on low so at least it gets some air circulation. And then my roommate and like 3 a.m. would like slam it shut because he was cold, but I had to die of heat stroke.
Back to living with other people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even now, like, and then, yeah, off campus bathrooms too. Like, bathrooms at my house, I'm the one who has to clean them now.
Yeah.
So even though I'm only sharing them with 2 other people, like, those 2 other people are not that consistent in cleaning.
That is the thing, right? Like, it's almost a game of chicken. How bad can it get before someone just says, fine, I'll do it, right?
That's our favorite game in the house.
That goes with everything, not even just the bathrooms. Like, how bad can it get until someone just goes, fine?
Here's the thing, though, for me, my roommates are very respectful of our common space. So I think it's really, like, luck of the draw, no offense, luck of the draw about who, like, the moment you're done with your dish, it's in the dishwasher. Like, that's just a common thing. Like, mm-hmm. if anything is on the counter, you're putting it in the dishwasher.
I mean, I also think it's like circumstance too, right? Like, if I know I'm sharing a space with other people, I'll have that courtesy to like put it in the dishwasher, right? Like, maybe I don't want to do it right then and there, but I know like there's other people that share the space. Like, I'll clean up after myself. And I don't know, maybe sometimes not everyone has that same sentiment. But I mean, that's just, for me, it's sometimes also just a circumstance based on like, all right, I know this is how I have to be in this situation to be a respectful human being.
Yeah.
You guys have a dishwasher?
I have a dishwasher.
I have a dishwasher.
I got to plug it into my sink, though.
We don't have your house? We have no dishwasher in the house.
Why don't you raise your hand, Vasily? I think we know who the dishwasher is.
Yeah.
Wow. I just got privilege checked right there. That's crazy.
It's probably more because his house is like from 1940. But
it's got character.
That's what they all say. The realtor, it's got charm.
And black mold.
It's historic.
It'll be a great house for 6 boys.
Just imagine next year when 6 girls move in.
Oh, those poor kids. But anyway, that's going to wrap us up on this topic. Thank you for listening.
My name is Emil Gallup.
My name is Jabari Washington.
My name is Abby Townley.
When I complete my degree, I want to be a video editor.
I want to be a full-time content creator.
I want to go into audio design.
My name is Emil Gallup.
My name is Jabari Washington.
My name is Abby Townley.
And I am ComArtsEye.
Start your journey at comartseye.msu.edu.
Enjoying what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram where you can find more I Go to College content.
All right, now we're going to go into our next topic, which is food. How did you guys get food on campus versus off campus?
Well, I mean, for me, I was in an area where a dining hall was very close. So within a 5-minute walk, I could go grab dining hall food, which all you can eat, really good. And then there was convenience stores, too, that as students were kind of free. So that was a great convenience. And then most of the other dining halls were, like we said before, bus ride away, walk away, really good stuff. Now off campus, I don't have a meal plan. And so that adds a level of difficulty, but also freedom to most things. So for instance, like now I'm very lucky. My family will send me a bunch of food. My grandma has baked me 4 trays of food and just send it to my house because I have to feed an army, I guess, but it's there in my freezer. But also just having the ability to say, like, I want spaghetti and meatballs today. I can pop over to Meijer's, pick up whatever I want, and then make that night and not be constrained to what the dining halls are providing that night is always good. And even just cooking with, like, roommates and stuff is another great experience with it.
Yeah, you know, going off that, anytime I was in the dorms, I was in one that, like, had a dining hall inside, whether it was Case or Shaw. And kind of what you were saying with the constraint a little bit, like, for me, I almost preferred Case because, you know, they had the standard stuff, right? I've got a lot of allergies. So if they didn't have something that I could eat or maybe I was interested in, I could just, you know, get a hamburger, you know, get something, you know, classic for that day. Shaw, always changing up. They didn't have too much of like the standard things. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they had the salad bar, but I mean, you know, sometimes you just want like chicken and fries or something, right?
Pizza,
you know, something like that, which Shaw didn't generally have.
Shaw's got the views, not the good food.
The views, not the good food. Yeah. Well, what? When I'm going to a dining hall, I prefer the food over the views, but maybe that's just me. But now that I'm in, you know, kind of more off campus in the apartments, kind of the same thing. Like you kind of have that freedom of, hey, you get to bring food back from home and you don't feel like you're wasting like, you know, your dining hall or you kind of have the freedom to cook a little bit more too. I mean, it's an adjustment period for sure, kind of buying and cooking for, you know, one person or, you know, along those lines because all I know is when I go to the grocery store, my family, we get a bunch of stuff. You know, we cook it, we eat it, right? And now it's one person. And I kind of had to adjust to that of like, okay, I didn't actually drink this milk as fast as I thought I was, right? And so kind of, I think I'm starting to get there where, okay, I'm buying the right amount of stuff, maybe starting to cook a little bit more. And I think almost, not that the dining halls are unhealthy, but it's like I can cook, you know, some chicken in the oven with a little salad. And, you know, it's good and it's filling versus... you know, sometimes the dining halls, like I said, eat too many hamburgers or something like that, right? That's why they call it the freshman 15.
I am biased, but I genuinely think Brody was the best dining hall. It was everything. Yeah. There was no rotation. Here's the thing, though. There were like 5 that didn't rotate. So you can like eat whatever you want, the burgers, the tacos, the pizza, all that good stuff. But then there were like a couple that just were great because they just changed what they did every day. And I think that was very valuable.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, I think Vasily was mentioning, you can go to other dining halls, too, when you're on campus. And, you know, my friend and I, we'd go for tacos at Brody because they didn't really have that at Case or Shaw, right? And, yeah, Brody has all the stations, too. So, like you were saying, you can get whatever, you know, whatever you want and whatever you're feeling like that day, which is nice. And I think it's one of, like, the largest cafeterias, too, in either the U.S. or the world. You know,
so. Brody?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Let's go.
Brody was always a treat. I will say that. I mean, even from where I was at, it'd be a 20-minute walk. And like my roommate and I would always make that walk. Or my dad would come to pick me up for the weekend or something. And where are we going to eat? We're going to eat at Brody because we can pick out there.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where I'd go with friends a lot too. Like unless we lived in the same building, whether it was like Case or Shaw. Like I feel like it'd be weekends, like let's go meet at Brody, right? Because you could, everyone can get what they wanted, much as they wanted. And I remember seeing, too, like, a lot of families in there on weekends, like, after a football game or whatever. Like, at least go get tacos today after the football game. And there'd just be a lot of families going to, like, pay to eat at the dining hall. So
the reason, like, they would do that is because the reason we're so, well, I was so far removed from the academic buildings is that between us are all the athletic buildings, like the stadium, the basketball center, the hockey stadium or whatever. And everyone who was going to those games were all just funneling into Brody. Mm-hmm. So, man, that's a great representation of our college because I think that's great.
I mean, I will say the only thing, though, about the dining halls, besides, you know, sometimes the food selection was, you know, after a while, it's kind of on a rotation. You're getting the same stuff, even if it's like, yeah, this was great, you know, like this pork chop, man, like that was great. Like after about the 10th time of it being in a rotation, you're just kind of like, all right, like, you know, it's good, but... you know, I just want to cook something else myself or whatever. And you'd always have that. I mean, I know there's the community kitchen sometimes, but then It's not the same as being off campus. Where like you already have your own utensils and like you go or cookware or whatever. You go out and buy something, you can actually do it. Like if you go to the store and you buy something, it's got to be something you can just like stick in the oven in the community kitchen. Like you're not really cooking. So,
well, even being off campus and having cooking utensils and cooking like areas like an oven, I didn't have a microwave the 2 years of being in the dorm.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never had
a
microwave.
That's an essential for a college kid, by the way.
Yeah, I have the fridge and
we had the mini fridge, but we had no microwave. So we would use the one that would be in our lobby. But now having two microwaves, an oven, and like a full size fridge, like it's a whole game changer.
Yeah, I mean, but we love it. On that note, where you're saying like it's essential, I remember I would joke. I'm like, all right, I'm facing this way. This is my office. Turn around. There's my kitchen because you know my microwave and fridge were behind me. There's my living room. Like everything, I don't even have to move the chair. I'm in just rotating through rooms. Right.
So. You're in a glorified just dorm still, really.
Pretty much.
But see, like, I hate moving things in and out. Like, I'm only here for a few months. I only need the stuff I need to get through.
You're here for most of a decade.
I'm not like a mutual friend of ours who, man, he's decked his place out. Like, you know, I just want to have what I need. So.
Yeah. So, and now we're all just going to Kroger. But yeah, I want to thank Jordan and Vasily for coming in today, helping me break down these topics, having a conversation about it, and honestly, breaking down some of the nitty-gritty things about living on campus. So thank you both for being in here. I want to thank everyone out there listening. Please tune into other episodes. They'll probably apply to you at one point or another. So yeah, thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great night.
Find I Go to College on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us at Audio Video Land for updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content of all Audio Video Land productions. I Go to College is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.